WLG and 0TR. 0TR, clear.
Happened, did the rope break and you get a loose KG4 PFI?
Oh, I just got set down, Don. Got me a small can of ginger ale here and I'm going to take a pill and then turn the HF on. Bernice wanted some marshmallow for candy today. All that kind's in a jar. And so Aldi didn't have any. So tonight I could see she was kind of chomping at the bit. So I said, she never says anything. I'll take you down to Aldi's here in Greer. Because we've been to Taylor's. No joy. Nothing there. Went over to Walmart. Market in Greer, no joy. I said, well, we'll go to Food Line. She said, no, go to Ingles, they'll have it. So we went to Ingles, and sure enough, they had it. The time we got out of there, we had 4 bags of vegetables for vegetable soup, 2 bananas, and yada, yada, yada. Just got home.
Oh, how long you been married, but you'll learn one of these days. I never did. It just all of a sudden jumped up and smacked me right between the face.
Do it.
You'll learn. You have to say, okay, that's just fine with me.
And that's about it. She's pretty wonderful. So, and never gripes about anything. And I'm very lucky. Anybody's around me and she don't have any gripes, so, you know. She deserves a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, maybe the Medal of Honor.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you here. I think you said you was going to get a ginger ale and take a pill and settle down. So go ahead and do that. You know, that's what happens when you get old. You have to take a pill and sit down and take a rest because I'm older than you are. KG4 PFI.
Heck, don't run off, Don. I got all that done and been upstairs and done everything necessary. Washed my hands, come back down, unloaded the groceries. I'm just sitting there doing nothing, and I thought I'd call old Chris. And, yeah, when you get old, it's pills and bills. And in my case, it's not them blue ones.
Tell me anything I don't already know. My last birthday was in November, and I turned 83, so I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, my neighbor told me one time, he said, Tom, I'll loan you one of my blue pills. And I said, no, I got heart trouble, can't do that. He said, well, I'll just give you one, you just kind of gnaw on it.
You know, when I was a kid, there was an old man lived next door to us, and I used to sit on the porch with him and talk, and he would tell me about when he was a kid and things that he did. And one day he told me, he said, Don, he said, when you get as old as I am, he said, you're going to see the light and see the world in a different light. And I'm here to tell you that light bulb has gone on.
My mama used to say, oh, there's a front coming. And I'd laugh. Now, how do you know that? Well, my arthritis hurts. Mom never griped about anything, hardly ever. And she was a grandma later on, and now I'm a grandpa, and you know what? She was right.
I've got one of those barometers up on the wall there next to my radio, and well, I can tell when something's going to happen, because it starts nosediving, that thing starts going down, and I look up there and I say, well, here we go again. Aches and pains and rain and cold weather. And I'm telling you, I just don't like cold weather.
Well, it makes everything hurt worse. I went out to chickens there this afternoon to check on their feed and their water and that. They still ain't laying. And I swear, if those things don't start laying by about February, they're going to go to Smith and Wesson Heaven.
Smith and Wesson Heaven. I never heard of that before. I guess that's, in fact, there's one laying right beside you, Smith and Wesson. But, oh, well. Well, it's KG4 PFI for ID, and I thought I'd give it a little pause there. Maybe somebody else is coming in there.
It with them. I was just trying to shake Chris out of the bushes. Chad's been kind of absent without leave lately. I did hear him coming down 26 there last night. I was late. I was doing something. I don't know what it was. Tonight I was wondering if I get home for the net. And NY4G was calling the net, and he went Alpha through Zulu, and I checked in just in time, and I said, well, say hi to Chris for me, and Chris come right back. Hey, Tom. He's always there, and that's nice. I'd like to hear from him. He's up there quite a ways from me, and last time I got lost, and we wound up driving about 100 miles. But boy, we got to see a lot of pretty country.
Yeah, we used to go up into the mountains and go up and look at all of the pretty flowers and look at the, you know, in the summertime. And we don't do that anymore. But, you know, it's kind of funny. My son's name's Chris. And, of course, he's 60 years old now, but it seemed like it was yesterday I was holding him. Time do fly, don't it?
Yeah, you're right about that. I've come close to kicking the bucket about four times, and I can't imagine being here when Dr. told Bernice when I was 19 and she was 18, said, don't marry that guy. He's not going to live that long, and I fooled him. But thank God for that. But my youngest daughter that's works for General Electric down there for many years, just turned 50. It just don't seem possible, you know. And my oldest one's about three years older than that, up in Michigan.
Didn't have but one kid. Couldn't have any more because of physical problem what I had and my wife had. But anyway, you know, talking about the net, I called that net for a couple of years, I guess it was, on Wednesday night, the swamp net. And I got to talking to Gary one day at one of the meetings it was at, and I talked him into it, and he's done a super job. I mean, I couldn't have asked anybody to do a better job than him. And but he always said he's going to talk me into taking it back over. I said, nope, ain't going to happen.
He does as fine a job as anybody on there, and I think he told you the other night he'd had it 18 years or something like that, but he's so dang ugly.
Yeah, he always threatened me to. He said I caught him in a bad moment when I talked him into it. But I enjoyed it for a couple of years as I did it, but Linda's health wasn't too good, and mine's starting to go down, and I asked him one day, would he take it? And he said, yeah. And he took it. And I was really glad that I picked him because he does a great job.
I'm out of the bushes, but he must not have turned on the radio. Usually if you stab somebody in the back like that, they come right out. I know my friend KP4CBA always has one for me, or I have one for him. Shoot. Yeah. There's just some people got a voice for that. There used to be an old boy in San Francisco when I lived in Kansas. I swear the boom on that 20-meter beam he had there in San Francisco, I don't remember how long it was, but it was like made out of 4-inch pipe, or tubing, I guess you'd say. And he had a voice like a broadcast radio station, and there are just some people like that. And you can never forget him. Gary's one of those people. Don't tell him I said that.
He probably won't be able to get his head through the door to get into the room where the rest of the stuff that he needs to be taken care of.
That guy's name up there, he was very old at the time. But he was there a lot. He was always on the same frequency on 20 meters. But in the old days, I'd hear those guys up there, and some of them were like audio engineers. And I always wondered why, because the single sideband is just 2.4, 2.6 kilohertz wide, something like that. And they would sit there and argue back and forth about the audio and the, you know, quality of it and that, and retune it, and it was just amazing how many thousands of dollars they must have spent on. I seen some of their equipment because they put it on QRZ. And, you know, AM is real wide, but single sideband is not that wide, and it's sort of like a telephone wire. It'll only carry a certain frequency, and then after that, it's not going to work. And but those guys had some real good audio up there. I always wanted one of those Yaesu 101 mic poppers, and I never could afford it. I was lucky to have a GS-140.
You know, you go through your life, you run into people that you really like, and K4SUG was Ray, and he took me in and taught me a lot of things, and I really miss him, I really do. He, me and him kind of had the same kind of hobbies and stuff, and I liked guns, and he liked guns, and he'd show me his what he had collected, and I'd show him what I'd collected. And he told me he was going to come down and see me one day, and well, he'd already been down here once, but he came to see me one day, and he told me, he said, "I'm going to come back and I want to look and see what new you bought," and he did make it. He passed away.
He really loved Ray. I was up there one time and seen all of these model airplanes, and that shop he is. Man, he had one of everything, I think. But he had a M1A1 with his unit embossed in this side of it, and I'd never tell anybody what anybody has as far as weapons go, but he's passed now, and that was a beautiful thing, and I think that's the one he used in Korea.
Korea, he told me he like froze to death when he was over there. He was over there during the winter, I think.
Oh, it was bad. They were stacking bodies like popsicles over there, Don. It was, well, I've never seen a good war. Neither was Vietnam, and neither was Iraq, and neither was Afghanistan, but just one of those things. But, yeah, Ray was an icon. There wasn't no question about that. I always enjoyed talking to him about gardening. It wasn't much that old man didn't know about gardening.
About his okra and tomato plants and stuff that he was raising. And I went up there one day with him, and he was telling me about how the best way to plant it and how to do it and all that kind of stuff. And I took some of the information he got and applied it, and it worked.
Had to laugh. Everybody plants their tomatoes too early. And I was talking to him one day, and he told me when to plant those, and I can't remember when now. We plant some every year, and just for the fun of it. And most everybody else that went ahead and planted them ahead of time, it did just like he said. They froze up. But he was into greens a whole lot. And I don't care for that. I'm a northerner, I guess you'd say, from Kansas, kind of in between. But Jayhawker. But he knew that stuff well. Do you know he was on the fire department till he was like 80 or 81 years old or something like that?
Yeah. He took me up to the repeater station up on Caesar's Head Mountain up there. And I got to look at the repeater, and he took me over to Paris Mountain. I got to look at that repeater, and you know, he was just the kind of guy that he just get under you in your heart to start right off with, for some reason though.
Yeah, he was going to take me up to the repeater, but his health started going, and like you said, he was going to come down there and see you, but we just never did make it. But I feel privileged to have known him. But, Don, I better let you go. It's getting up towards net time. I really enjoyed the chat. We couldn't scare Gary up. We couldn't scare Chris up. So even by insulting them, so I guess we just have to give up for today. KG0PFI, if I got that right, Don. This is N0TR. It's much easier and shorter. See you later, Don.
Okay, Tom. I've enjoyed it, too. I hope the rest of your day goes well, what's left of it. And hopefully I'll talk to you again. This is KG4PFI, clear with N40TR. I think that's right. You know how old folks are, they can't remember squat anyway. Talk to you later.
It makes us even, Don. I got yours wrong. Mine's N0TR, and that's my initials, Don. See you later.
This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCHU portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those and then we'll go from there. Say good evening. KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, WB9RA, that's Miss Sally. KA4ACL, that's their daughter Ashley. And Richard brings along K3DOV, that's Yep State Amateur Radio Club. They're all down in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, he's in Rutherfordton. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're on Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's my big tall buddy Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LJG, that's Robert up there in River Falls. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt, he's over in Western Greenville County. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, he's in Liberty tonight. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew, and he is in Inman. Appreciate all you fine folks checking in on the pre-net check-in function of the repeater. If you're listening, I hope all y'all are doing well. don't have any Echolink stations up at the moment, so we'll move over to the RF section, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge Tumeter Net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS? Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello and hope all of y'all are doing really, really well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Cap in. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
I'm 4DOS. Well, Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I won't be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then my other brother, by different DO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got an Echolink station up. Let's try Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no traffic in your IQ. And do be sure and tell me sure we say hello.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. Alrighty, going back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. And no traffic, no table, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
Yep. Peter 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankees. Name's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Mr. Shane, tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K04YHY, Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening, Gary. Just installed this on my phone. My audio is a little low. I'm going to skip out and readjust it. But please check me in, KB0KBJ, also KD0NIQ, here in Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve, up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota, and his sweet little bride, KD0NIQ, Miss Megan, also up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve, and your audio sounds good on your phone. Having just installed it on there, it sounds really good so far. But I'm sure you'll tweak it a little bit to suit yourself, which is fine. But tell Miss Megan we said hello. Tell all the children we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. That's all the Echo Link stations I got. So we'll go back to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Turn the corner and go to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KN-KA2-AXQ. That's Kilo Alpha 2 Alpha X-ray Quebec. That's Canon Pagans. And I think I'll be around for a little bit of talk tonight. Back to net control. KA2-AXQ.
For DOS. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you. Everybody on the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you are doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
S. And all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose tonight. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net. Tell Miss Joy, Elise and I said hello.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you, Gary.
DOS. Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene in Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And then we've got KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And W4A, Mr. Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come over to the patient group in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. George here.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4, JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
I4, DOS. A blessing on you, Gary. Thank you for being here tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
For DOS. K4, KBG, Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo, Golf, Kevin, Huntsville, negative 6. Good evening, Airborne.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station, give me your call again. I've got it all confused here. I think I know who it is and what your call is, but give me your call again, please. I apologize.
That's K4, Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo Golf, Kevin, Subsville.
Kevin, we got you. Did you change your call?
I've had this one for a number of years. I am just now getting back on the air. I've been off for 5 or 6 years at least. Good evening.
All right, young man. Well, we do appreciate it. And, glad you made it back on the air. No, I've got another ham lives. He lives over in Fountain Inn. It's KN4UBG. And that's the reason I thought you might have changed your call. But anyway, we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. And then we'll go back up here to Mr. James, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. I appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And then we'll move on up a little further north to Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then, of course, we've got K4KBG, Mr. Kevin. He's down in Simpsonville. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. Just going to be in and out and wishing everybody Merry Christmas.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4IPB, Mr. Paul over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Hey, please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on that.
DOS. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob, back in Piedmont from Alabama to be back home. Just want to say hi to you and Joy as well, and 73 to all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI-4DOS. Boy, GQ Eddie Simpsonville be in until they finish calling the first round here. Late myself tonight, over.
Four Echo Delta Whiskey, Eddie Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And AA1RD, Mr. Bob, back home from Alabama. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Hope tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to join. I guess I would to recognize her, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. Get her on the list here. But Bob, tell Miss Anita we said hello. I'm glad you had a safe trip and glad you're back at home. And then we've got W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And N4EDW, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, and we're in and out tonight, and I'd also like to check in by telephone relay, my brother Randall. His call is N9TEC, and he's in Asheville, North Carolina, and I hope everybody has a good evening. KC4SKD.
KI-4DOS. Go ahead and please check in KQ4IYZ. That's Kilo, Quebec 4. In the Yankee Zulu, it's Matthew up in northern Pickens County by Table Rock. Good evening, no traffic tonight, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley, and Larry brings along his brother, Randall, in 9TEC. Randall's up in Asheville. Appreciate you bringing Randall along, Larry. Tell Rhonda and Randall both we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well over there. And then we've got KQ4IYZ, Mr. Matthew, up there in northern Pickens County, up there near Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Clone Paul says we've pretty much got everybody for the time being. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. stopping periodically for additional check-ins, and then we'll go on to the rescue portion after that. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap netbook or anything I need to take off of the swap netbook? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap netbook is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450 with a power supply. He would like $450 for it. Has anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 998. That's a full legal limit 1500 watt automatic antenna tuner. He said you'll have to purchase an interface cable that goes between the antenna tuner and whatever brand of radio you have. They make different cables for different radios. But he would like $300 for this antenna tuner. Has anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. He's got the external VFO, the external speaker, and the transceiver itself. And he would like $250 for it, or best offer. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-2000. They would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-756 Pro. They would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. He does not have a base station antenna. He's looking for one that he might be able to mount to a chimney or something of that way nature. He's looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fuels? Briefly right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, over. Looking for a 2-meter antenna, he might want to check a company called November Figures 97 Alpha X-Ray Labs. Lima Alpha Bravo Sierra .com. They have a 2-meter J pole that rolls up and is portable, and you can hoist up into a tree or something like that, and that might be something that he might be able to take advantage of. Over.
Ed, give me that website again.
November Figures 97 Alpha X-Ray Lima Alpha Bravo Sierra .com. N97AXLabs.com.
Got it. And I'll pass that information along. Thanks for letting me know.
$30, so it looks like it'd be something. I'm going to try to get one and see if I can get it up in a high tree next to my house and see if I can reach a few repeaters further out. Over.
Well, Ed, they really do. I've made two different types. I've made one out of 300 ohm twin lead. That's the old TV type antenna. And then I made one out of 450 ohm ladder line. That works real well. And you can roll both of those up. One thing that I did, if you're going to put it up in a tree, is I put a weight on the bottom of it to kind of keep it stretched out. If you don't do that, sometimes it will kind of curl up and go kind of little strange ways on you.
About it, and there's information that said do not use a metal support like a hook or something, rather if you're pulling it up with a line. And then to use something to attach it, attach the support line to the coax so the antenna is not supporting the coax. Over.
Strain relief on those things, you really do, and that's a good idea. But, I'll pass that on to the gentleman that's looking for that half wave and see if he wants to get him one of those roll up J poles he can put up in a tree.
I'll pass it on. Over.
Okay, buddy. We do appreciate it. Thank you much for the information. Okay, I-4-DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Additional check-ins before we go back to the reading of the swap net book. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4-CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
I-4-DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Keith. Hope you are doing well there, young man. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC735. That's HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC208H. That's a 2-meter 440 dual bander. He has owner's manual. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100. That's a 2-meter monobander. Has the owner's manual with it. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 929. That's a 200-watt antenna tuner. He would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 484 Grandmaster Memory Keyer. It would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 941C. That's a Versa tuner, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 862. That's a VHF, UHF, SWR watt meter. It covers 2 meters, 220, and 440. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a VCI Vectronics PN30. That's an SWR directional RF watt meter. It's like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Fillmore hand mic. That's a model CM43A. He would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got up on the swap net book, folks, is for sale. It's an old antenna bridge made with two of the old type blade variable capacitors and a large roller inductor. It would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the swap net book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around to listen to the reading of the swap net book. Didn't have anybody list anything tonight or take anything off, so we're in good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins before we start to rag you? Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4NXY. That's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County, down there around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. I hope y'all are doing well. All righty, any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Up here and get our DX contact for tonight, Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Steve, what have you and Miss Maggie been up to? Did y'all get a bunch of snow?
Hey, good evening, Gary and all on that. KB0KBJ here. Hey, you know every time you call on me, that repeater has to ID. You notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that, Steve. That's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it did that when you asked me to check in, too. no snow. Let's see. No, we haven't got a lot of snow. We had sunny skies and 55 degrees today, so no snow.
Yeah, we had about the same weather down here, Steve. We had it sunny skies. I don't know what the high was. We went out, it was about 56, 57 degrees, something like that. Our temperatures are just about the same right now, except later in the evening it's dropped down 34 degrees here right now.
Alrighty, Gary. Yeah, I don't know what it is here now either. Well, I don't think last night it didn't get down below freezing last night, and I don't expect it probably will tonight either. They're saying something like about same temperatures, maybe even a little bit warmer tomorrow. So we'll see. It's been a really nice fall for up here. We ain't seen but maybe inch and a half of snow so far this year or season. The ice is still pretty thick on the lake. Enough to where you can walk around out there, no problem. But the snow is all gone. And it hasn't been very windy either. Wind is always a factor. If you've talked to me long enough from up here, you know that. But we haven't had much wind either. So it's made living pretty nice there, over.
Well, Steve, that's kind of unusual, I think, from as many times as we've talked, many different years we've talked in about this time of year, to be that warm and with very little wind. It's been breezy down here. It hadn't been real. The wind hadn't been too terribly bad. It was blowing about 11, 12 miles an hour today, something like that, around here. But it was it was sunny, and it was a little cooler. We're supposed to get some more rain this coming weekend. It rained rained last Friday and Saturday, and hadn't seen any more rain since then, and it's supposed to rain again this Saturday. So we'll see what happens with the rain. I don't care, as long as we got these crazy people right here that love to burn and burn their leaves and stuff. And with it being so dry and windy, I'd just soon it rain myself. That way they don't get out there and burn the leaves, and something like that may float over into my yard and catch mine on fire. When I get ready to burn, I'll burn, but it's going to be a little damp out. The time I really like to burn all the sticks and the logs and stuff that I've accumulated over the summer and into the first part of the winter is when we get a snow. I don't have to worry about anything catching on fire when there's snow on the ground.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it ain't much burning going on here. There's Aaron. He's practicing his hollering. You guys got something going on tonight. A lot of exercising of the lungs. But, yeah, that's true. I ain't got much for sticks or anything around here. I had some leaves, and they just kind of blew around, and I didn't even bother picking them up this year. Ain't much leaves, and you only got one two trees on the whole property, you know. So, didn't bother with that. And looking at the forecast here, tomorrow high of 58. Wind could get up a little bit more in the afternoon. Gusting maybe up to 28 mile an hour. South wind, I guess that's why we're staying warm here. And then it's back down to Friday, high of 45. Saturday, high of 32. Sunday, 33. Monday, 36. Tuesday, 29. Wednesday, 32. And sunny to mostly sunny every day. We're pretty dry here still. Still, because I was saying we were dry all summer, all fall. Just we haven't really been wet here for, to be honest, I would say probably a good year and a half. It's since we've had anything to mention as far as wet spells. So yeah, they were still digging in the ground. So that tells you something about the frost. There is no frost. They're still digging in the ground and boring on the job today, or boring, I think it was gas line. So, yeah, there's no frost in the ground. Otherwise, just been nice. Got back from Finland, let's see, on the 16th. And, it was cloudy the whole time I was there, except for about 2 hours one afternoon. And the sun, well, it was setting already by then. But after 2 weeks of cloudy weather, I came back here to this sunshine. And, man, my eyeballs are watered. I had to find my shades again. And I was like, wow, it's bright around this part of the world. And that was kind of, it was noticeable, put it that way.